Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Truth in God's Word Radio, coming to you from North Central West Virginia. Stay tuned while we expound on God's Word. Jesus said, "Continue in my Word, then you will be my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, here's your host, Pastor Jim Newsom.
Yes, good morning. This is Pastor Jim Newsom, and this is Truth in God's Word Radio. It's February 8th, 2016, 7:30 a.m. on the East Coast. I'm coming to you from North Central, West Virginia. It is Monday. I want to speak to you today, something the enemy, the powers of darkness, fight God's people with, and that's vision. The inability to see. Word of God declares, 2 Corinthians 4:4, and I've read the scripture many times on a broadcast, but it is so true that in whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Whom the God, little g, of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." Word of God declares, when Jesus comes on the scene, his light displaces darkness. Where he is, no darkness can abide. So we want to talk today about the importance of spiritual vision. Vision, very important part of our physical lives. If we can't see, messes up our lives. We, without seeing, people get depressed. They feel like they have no purpose when their sight is threatened. So we're going to talk today about very important vision, which is spiritual vision. Word of God declares that men in the last days will ever learn, but never coming to knowledge. There are those who seek knowledge. John, the Revelator, dealt with those many times. They were called Gnostics in that age. They sought knowledge. That's why the Bible says that the cross is an offense to the Jews, and to the Greeks is foolishness, because you know in their elevated mind of seeking knowledge, which a lot of knowledge brings pride. Knowledge without the Word of God, the power of God, will bring pride, and pride comes before a fall. So we must have vision in these last days to see what is going on. The sons of Issachar, I've mentioned this many times also, Word of God declares they had discernment. They had vision for what Israel should do in the days in which they live. Now, we are living in the days when men need vision, where many will be blinded. The Bible says many will be deceived and being deceived. So Jesus warned in Matthew 24, "Take heed that no man deceive you," so that deception comes through not being able to see spiritually. He said, "My sheep know my voice." It's not his will that we not know what's going on, because we are not the children of darkness. The Bible declares we are the children of light. But the Bible also says, as you have the light, walk in it. So, there again, this Christian walk many times is choice. It's choosing this day whom you will serve. So Proverbs 29:18 says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he." In other words, to know the Word of God. The Bible says, if you know the Word of God and do it not, it is sin to reject God's Word, his infallible Word, the Word that was inspired. The Word of God declares that all men might be lifted up to the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Psalm 119:18 says, "Open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law." Open my eyes. Don't let me be blinded. Don't let what's going on be covered up to me. Don't let me even stick my head in the sand for one moment that I might not see what is going on. So we want to go to the prophet Habakkuk, chapter 2, starting there with verse 1. The prophet said, I will stand my watch. I will set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when, and what he shall say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. Those that the Lord loves, the Bible declares, he chastens. So sometimes this walk is God in a fatherly way. The Bible says he's our Abba Father. We are the adoption, and he's our Father, and he will lead us and guide us into all truth and all righteousness, not always pleasant, so to speak, but the Bible says those the Lord loves, he chastens. So there's times of being reproved. So Isaiah 21:6-9, for thus hath the Lord said unto me, go, set a watchman, let him declare what he sees. How important that is today. And he saw a chariot with a couple of horsemen, a chariot of donkeys and a chariot of camels. And he hearkened diligently with much heed. And he cried, a lion, my Lord, I stand continually upon the watchtower in the daytime. I am set in my ward whole nights. In other words, his area in which God has accounted on him to be a watchman. And behold, here comes a chariot of men with a couple of horsemen. He answered and said, Babylon has fallen, it's fallen, and all the graven images and of their gods he have broken into the ground. In other words, the prophet says these are the times and these are the seasons when men must watch. And we must watch spiritually. We can't afford to become dull in the spirit. The Word of God declares that Jesus spoke to the church at Laodicea, and he told them, you know, you're blind and you're poor and you're naked. He said, buy of me gold that is tried of fire, and also buy of me eye salve by which you can apply to your eyes that you might see. So, like I said, Jesus said in Matthew 24, take heed that no man deceive you, and deception comes from not being able to see what is going on and around and about, not being able to discern the times and look through our spiritual eyes of what is happening. So it's very important that the prophet Habakkuk said that he's going to stand his watch. He's not going to come down off that wall. As Nehemiah said, I'll stay up here. I'm not coming down off the wall. I don't have time for foolishness. The times are very perilous. What's going on in the world today is very pertinent to the future. Things are evolving fast and quick. The Bible declares perilous times are coming upon the face of this earth, and it's no time that me and you as Christians get blinded. Take heed that no man deceives you. Let no man blind you, even with words of flattery, that we might be built up in pride, and pride comes before a fall, and a haughty spirit before destruction. Verse 2 says, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain upon tables that ye may run that readeth it. Put before us what we even pray about. Brought forth in our message last night at church. As my son preached the word of God, we need to have vision. Get the vision before us. What are we praying? We need to pray in specific areas. The devil's attacking specific areas. So we need to pray in specific areas. We need to get the vision down in front of us. In 1 Samuel 3:1, we see example of Samuel. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. The word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. Why was there no open vision? Because of compromise in the house of God. Eli, for the most part, was a good man. He feared God. But yet he allowed his sons, Hophni and Phinehas, to come in and pollute the house of God. And the things they read, what they did was evil. They were not holy men. They were unrighteous men. And where there's unrighteousness, God cannot give vision because sin brings darkness. Darkness brings blindness. Psalms 89:19, then thou speakest in vision to the Holy One and say, if I have laid help upon one that is mighty, I have exalted one chosen out of his people. This is a messianic prophecy. The Holy One, of course, is Jesus Christ. Isaiah 1:1, the vision of Isaiah, the son of Amoz, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Now, here we have a rhema word that came to Isaiah, and he had a vision. And we know he had that vision there. And then we, if you go over in chapter 6, you see the glorious vision that he had of God's holiness and how that he was a man with unclean lips. That's the first thing we need to realize, that we are undone. We need to see our own shortcomings, our own faults, and realize there's nothing in us that's adequate to do anything. Paul said, it's not me that lives, but it's Christ who lives in me. And the Bible says in verse 3 of Habakkuk 2, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. We find in Daniel 10 that Daniel prayed for 21 days. He waited 21 days for the answer from the Lord. The Word of God says in Daniel 10:14, now I've come to make thee understand that thou shalt be what shall befall thy people in the latter days, for yet the vision is for many days. See, we see things that haven't not yet happened, and we call those things that are not as though they were. We do this by faith and by vision, by visualizing that God wants to do what he said he's going to do, and then heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word will never, ever pass away. The Word of God says in Daniel 11:35, and some of them understanding shall fall to try them, and to purge, and to make them white even at to the time of the end, because it is yet for an appointed time. You know, when God establishes a feast, many times, you know, we think of feast as being a time of eating. But feast to the Hebrew, to the Jew, was an appointed time. Passover, Feast of Tabernacles, Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement. I mean, all these things were appointed time that God had foreordained. So the Bible says we all have an appointment, as we spoke last week. We have an appointment. The Word of God says it's appointed unto man once to die. How's our vision on that? What do we expect after death? If we're not raptured off the face of this earth, and we will, before we die, then we will go by the way of the grave. What's your vision beyond death, beyond this life, this failing flesh that we live in, which the Word of God declares will not live forever, but the Word of God declares and compares us to a blade of grass, as a wave tossed in the ocean, that the man's days are short and full of trouble. This is what the Word of God says. Well, that's a negative message, preacher. Well, you have to take it up with the Spirit of God, because he wrote it. It's a truth. It's a truth. We need to get a vision of the truth. The Bible says that the lack of truth will kill us also. But knowledge of the truth will set us free, and the truth is Jesus Christ. Hebrews 10:36-37, for ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he shall come, will come, and will not tarry. 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises. Men count slackness, but is longsuffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that each and every one should come to repentance. Revelation 22:10, and he said unto me, seal not the sayings of this prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. The vision will come to pass. The vision of this book that I have my hand on right now is the Holy Bible. This is the vision of God given to men. Given to men. And we are to rightly divide the word of truth. Deuteronomy 29:29 says that there are secret things that are God's, that belong to God and to God only. And we are to walk in the light as we have the light. It says the secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us, to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. You know, that's having the vision, that we cannot afford to deviate from God's Word, no matter what kind of pressures come in our life, that the Word of God takes precedence. Habakkuk said, I'll write it down. I'll get it before me. I'll pray His Word. I'll confess His Word. I'll stand on His Word, because He promised that it'll never, ever, ever fade away. Heaven and earth shall pass, but His Word by no means will ever pass away. So this is our vision today, the vision that was given us through the Word of God. Appointed time. Verse 4. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. In other words, we have faith in what God has shown us. I said before, the sons of Issachar, and I mentioned this many times, but the Word of God says that this tribe had discernment. And they got discernment through vision, and they knew what to do for Israel. He said, write that vision down. Put it before you on tables. In other words, that back in those days, they wrote everything on tablets or scrolls, whatever it might be. But he may run that reads it. And we are lifted up by the vision of God, by the hope of God. So we can't afford to be blinded by the things of this world. That's why the word of God says, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And we say that scripture and say, well, that's legalism. No, that's what the Word of God says. There are legalistic things that goes on in the church. Believe you me, I've been in the church a long time. But let me tell you something. When he says, come out from among them, that's for your good. Come out of her, my people. That's what he said. In other words, we can have one foot in the worldly system, which is marked by Babylon. The Babylonian system, the ways of this world, and have one foot in the house of God. How long will you be halted between two opinions? See, double-mindedness. The Word of God declares this. I believe James said the double-minded man is unstable in all of these ways. So, being double-minded, we have to have a made-up mind. Being double-minded will cause us not to see clearly. Will cause us to make wrong footsteps. Now the Bible declares that our footsteps are ordered of the Lord, and His Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Paul said many times, "I will not have you to be ignorant." That doesn't mean dumb. That means without knowledge. It has nothing to do with your mental capacity, but it has to do with the fact that we don't know, that my people perish for the lack of knowledge. And the great deception is here. It's not coming. It's not being planned. It is up on us. Everything is set in place. The technology, the men, the minds of men, the mentality of men, the perilous times, the fierce times, the wars and the rumors of wars, the pestilence, diseases, threats of pandemics, threats of natural disasters. We hear the scientific community talking about earthquakes that if they will happen, no, they will happen. It's just a matter of when. The seismic activity is so increasing in the world, and Jesus promised this, in the last days shall be numerous earthquakes in diverse places, different places, increasing in number. See, we need to see these things and not stick our head in the sand, because these are the days that the Lord spoke about. Afford to be blinded by the things of this world, and the way that we're not blinded is not having any part of it. Well, preacher, I just see a lot of people so heavenly minded, they're no earthly good. Well, I used to say that a lot, but I'm not so sure it's a bad thing to be heavenly minded when the Word of God says, set your affections on things above rather than on things below. Where your heart is where your treasure's at. And the world is heading for cataclysmic events. They've already happened. But, you know, people, you know, I've seen the trend. People just write these things off. Or, well, you know, it happened hundreds of years ago. Same thing happened 200 years ago. Yeah, there were earthquakes 100 years ago, 200 years ago. But, the intensity and the numerous times they're happening is greater. The Bible declares that even the world, the earth, will travail because the earth is travailing for the new creation, what God is going to do. So it's important that we have a spiritual view. We go to the eye doctor, we get checked for any eye disease or whatever it might be, but it's time that we have a spiritual vision check. Am I really seeing what you want me to see? Do I have your not my vision, not what I want, but do I have your vision written down in front of me? Do I have your word in front of me that it might be a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path? Am I hiding your word in my heart that I might not sin against you? What the Psalmist David said in Psalms 119:18, open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Open mine eyes that I might receive. See, you can't read the word of God without the revelation of the Spirit. The Spirit and the bride says, come. Jesus said, behold, I will send one after me. He says, who shall lead you and guide you to all truth and all righteousness. And my people perish for lack of knowledge. We perish for the lack of truth, and we perish for the lack of receiving the truth. And if we reject the truth and we don't walk in the light, we have the light, then we have a spiritual vision problem. And the Word of God declares that his eyes become dimmer and dimmer and dimmer, that the lamp of the Lord went out in the house of the Lord because Eli compromised. And God sent Samuel to relight that lamp. And God will send a modern day Samuel or Samuels to do the same thing, to declare what thus saith the Lord. And I believe God's saying it's time to apply the eye salve of the Spirit. Laodicean people, that was their major commerce items was eye salve. They made money off of this special eye salve. Went to the entire world, and physically it worked, and physically it helped people to see. Took disease from people's eyes, but yet they themselves were blinded because they refused the spiritual eye salve, and their attitude was, we have need of nothing. We have need of nothing. This is the attitude a lot of the world today. This is the attitude of this nation, who are $1 trillion in debt, morally corrupt, on a downhill drag. And if you can't see that, then you need a spiritual vision check. Because America is not in a good place. America lacks vision. But the Bible declares that the church is the light of the world, and for us not to hide our light under a bushel, but declare the word of God in spite of naysayers, in spite of those that want to persecute, because that's going to happen. He promised that. The word of God is not popular because it offends. So we need to write the vision down, get it before us. Speak the vision at the appointed time. It'll come to pass. If you don't know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ today, believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God, through his quickening spirit, raised his Son from the dead, never to die again, and sits at the right hand of the Father right now, makes intercession for me and for you. If you need healing in your body today, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, you are healed. He suffered for your healing. He's still healing. Is your mind touched today? He was chastened, chastised for our peace of mind. And his perfect love is still casting out fear. The Bible says, ask of him. Call on me, he says, and I will show you things that you know not. Every day and age, we need our vision to be brightened. We need to get back in our prayer closets. We need to lay between the porch and the altar again and seek God like we've never sought him. And God will take care of us in these last days. He will take care of us because he said that he would. And he said, I would that no one would perish. So in order not to perish, we need to have the word of God before us. Write it down. Believe it. At the appointed time, what has not already come to pass will come to pass because God said so. You can like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/thetruthingodsword/. So pray the word of God has free course. And this once again is a personal message that we need an eye checkup spiritually. God, don't let me be blinded by the God of this world, whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. Seek him while he may be found. And he says in his word that my spirit will not always strive with man. We're coming to the end of the age, and we need to see that. Look what's going on around and about us, and see that the times are here that Jesus spoke about in Matthew 24 and Luke 21 and Mark 13. These times are upon us. May God help us to see in these last days. And God bless you.
This has been Truth in God's Word Radio with Pastor Jim Newsom. Our email address is truthinthword777@gmail.com. The Word of God declares, look up, for your redemption draws nigh. Jesus is coming very soon. Until next time, may God bless each and every one of you.